This is Uncomfortable is a podcast from Marketplace about life and how money messes with it. Join host Rima Kreis for a new season diving into money, secrets, big and small. We all have money secrets. Some are private, the kind of secret that stays in the family. And then there are big societal secrets that dictate our day-to-day existence in ways we don't even realize. Subscribe to This is Uncomfortable wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes out now.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone. Not too old, not too mad. I'm something that you never comprehend. I'll never be true, I'll never lie. If you're evil, I'll forgive you by and by. Cause you, I would die for you. Oh, you, I would die for you.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. You take him to the back. Y'all get him a drink, please. Thank you. Give it up for Miguel, California's own Miguel,
for
y'all.
Real.
Here in the in the Friend Zone Karaoke Lounge.
Wow.
Miguel, one of my favorite artists. We talk about this all the time, and that's an example of why. His voice, the way he's able to connect and really, I like singers that make me feel something. You got to make me feel something, okay? And Miguel be making me feel a few things. So I love hearing his music. And I thought he'd be a great guest in the karaoke lounge this week. And, you know, he was saying, I would die for you. And I think that he could be talking about a multitude of things. Because people will lay down over the sword for whatever they decide to. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I'd die for my friends and my family. I'd also die for my blackness. I'd die for, you know, front of the line the day Popeye's chicken sandwich come out. I'm a thug. You know what I'm saying? I like that. So I just like the general sentiment of the song. And that's why I felt it was a perfect opener this week. On the Friend Zone. Oof. Okay? Which is your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty death? I'd rather die for you, like Miguel said.
Only you.
Hey, Fran. Hey, Asante. How you doing?
Hi, guys. You know what I love about Miguel, too? He's really good at covers. Like, there's some songs that you should just leave alone, and this is one of them. Pretty much any Prince song is, but he makes it his own and makes it sound so good. Like, I actually want him to release that version. And I remember you said the same with, was it Kiss It Better by Rihanna, that you've been begging him to release his version.
For years and years. I'm never going to let it go. I have dog teeth on his ankle, okay? I am never letting it go when it comes to that cover because it was that good.
He's just Miguel, really good. At? Yes, that's a gift, honestly. Not these hands.
The Carisha hand. Man, don't make me pull out. Don't make me get this. Where's the song, Miguel? Okay. Where's the front end?
So good.
Where's the song?
How are you guys feeling?
Loving the dicks, friend.
Thank
loving the plants.
You
loving
see,
the house.
You gotta laugh. I have no furniture in here, but I have plants.
That's all right. That's good. You know why? It's your PO. It's your Portland, Oregon box. It's your PO box. That's what we call your house right now. Once you get your box in, you good to go. That's it.
It's something about being able to have like that open time in your new housing too, to really appreciate the whole thing before you start filling it up with
it's
all your
true.
Intentions.
That's very true. Yeah. And even just, you know, black folk, when we move in somewhere, we got to clear it out. I had my ceremony, my ritual, get the energy.
Wash it down.
Okay, wash the floors. Very special rituals with Florida water for me. And it is kind of nice to just have that space to set up how I want this house to feel outside of who used to live here. You know what I mean? And
that's right.
Who's in the neighborhood. But it's really just my little corner of the world. And it's been nice.
Cast them out, friend. What Betty Wright say on No Pain? Say, devil, you ain't got nothing here. Remember Betty Wright said that on No Pain? No pain, no gain. Yeah, that's right. Wow. Cast it out, friend.
You know
that's what?
What
you got to do.
We got our episode title only 1 minute in. Cast it out. So that's perfect for today. So with that being said,
this week's Black Business of the Week, which is what we do here over at the Friend Zone, is brought to you by Target. Target is partnering with HBCUs to support the next generation of Black talent. One of the ways Target is teaming up with HBCUs is through Target's HBCU Design Challenge, where HBCU students submit designs to be included in Target's Black History Month collection. Now, winners also receive a cash prize, equipment, mentoring, and networking opportunities. This year's winners are all from FAMU, Bowie State, and Hampton. Check back during Black History Month to see the latest winners' designs that will be featured in Target's 2022 Black History Month collection. I love HBCU experience-related moments. I love Target. This makes perfect sense. I'm right there on the corner of that intersection. I'm from off the corners, and it's those ones that I'm from. Celebrate your legacy. Invest in the future. Together, we are Black beyond measure. Visit target.com/blackbeyondmeasure to learn more and more.
Let's jump into this week's Black business. So I saw on Twitter this company get retweeted on my timeline, and it's called Good Feets Cleaning Company. And this one is for the sneakerheads. Okay, look at Dustin. Oh, okay. I already saw you. I already saw your face.
Because I know some people need to go to that motherfucker. I know some people need to fuck your shoes. You need to stick your foot in the machine. But go ahead, friend.
I saw the joke loading in your
head. Some niggas need to walk in that bitch barefoot. Oh, you know what Lord. I'm saying? Like, what can you do for me, please?
So goodfeetscleaningcompany.com is a Black-owned... I can't even get through the ad now. It's a Black-owned, organic, biodegradable cleaning solution kit for your sneakers. Is that not the coolest? A lot of us grew up, you know, doing the usual. What did you grow up doing? I would do the toothbrush, scraping the side of the
toothbrush,
sneaker.
A little bit of toothbrush, either
some
dish detergent or clothing detergent.
Right.
Yep. Get a little scrub brush, a hot rag,
you know,
and a rinse rag and a hot rag because, you know, the whites get whiter and hot.
Okay.
So it was just a lot that went involved.
All the little creativity.
I'm looking forward to the technological advances.
Exactly. And I love that this is a young Black man that created this. I love that it's also eco-conscious, you know, by being biodegradable and organic. So once again, that's goodfeetscleaningcompany.com. Go ahead and support them and let your sneakers get a good clean for the end of the year, right? We like that. So let's go into the recap. Last week's episode titled Results May Vary. Dustin shared his favorite and most ridiculous IATA, which stands for Am I the Asshole? Reddit posts from Reddit. That was actually a really, really fun conversation. As always, those of you listening had a lot to say. Who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, friend, you know, I was, I'm here at the Gated Community.
I'm over in SoundCloud, so we good.
All right, well, I got to give this shout out to...
the North Side. The North Side, I'm dead.
I got to give a shout out to LaToya Mitchell. She said, when Asante said, sis, you don't deserve someone that's stupid, that just touched my heart. Period. I need it on a t-shirt. Also dead at Dustin, I won't be coming back and you won't be coming at all.
That was so good.
There was just so much quality, so many quality things happening last week when we were commenting on all the trash. So shout out to all y'all that enjoyed that over on the Patreon streets. Fran, what did you find over there in SoundCloud streets?
So I had two comments. Francis, she was responding to one of the stories that Dustin brought up about the friend who was being shady to her friend who had found love. Remember that one? So Francis says, I definitely was the friend who was perpetually alone. I really had self-esteem issues due to it. And when I finally started dating a wonderful guy, people started acting hella funny. Like, they thought I was the chubby, dorky, dateless friend who was always available to hang out and be fun at parties. comfy with a view of me, right, as this sexless person. It made them feel better about their dating failures, and they started acting weird when I actually got into a relationship. And I'm happy to hear that it's with a wonderful guy, because that's just the cherry on top.
Love that.
Okay.
Love that for her.
Love to hear it, Francis.
Time to kiss your motherfucking ass. I love it, Francis.
And then Aspen Evans said, like, this isn't the Bible where the woman goes to another part of the house during her cycle. What the fuck? And obviously that is in regards to the story about the young lady who threw her sanitary napkin into the garbage and was unpleasantly surprised by being checked by the guy she was dating for doing so. So that story still got me hot. And I really hope whoever wrote that got a shit ton of good advice in that Reddit forum and never saw that guy again. Because that's childish as fuck.
Like, is the trash not sacred, sir?
You know what? Someone on Twitter, I wish I had saved it. I'm so sorry to the person. But someone tweeted us and said maybe he was cheating. And that's why he unraveled it. Because he was like, hold up now. Don't be throwing.
Then take that up. Talk to God about it. I ain't got shit to do with you and your bitch.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? I'm handling
my business. You gotta move a little smoother, brother. Because going through the garbage ain't it.
I say go back over there and this time put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, my God. Nah, with the condiment right next to the ketchup.
Gotta fuck them up. Put it in the motherfucking fridge. Set it on the edge. Okay? Put it in there. That's where it go anyway. Put it in there.
Cause seriously, like,
That was for the biology majors.
Oh shit, I'm
but
crying.
But seriously, like, why can't he even if he was cheating, all he gotta do is throw that shit away. His
hello,
damn self.
It's
like,
real clean.
Like, it's just, like, you don't check her about doing it, make her feel more comfortable about it.
You don't got a trash chute in the hallway? Like, like,
right. What kind of fucking weirdo digs through the bathroom garbage in your own damn house? Anywhere for that matter. But like, come on. Don't you know what's in there? It's your own motherfucking house. What you digging for? You look for shit, you gonna find it.
What you digging for?
I hope his hands still smell. Let me tell you.
Shut up.
Let me tell you.
Oh, God.
May he forever be reminded by a sniff of the cuticle what he dug his hands through in the garbage that day.
Lord, cast him out.
No, I cast him out.
Okay. Dustin, would you
my
cry?
Turn.
Yes, and I'm dying. I am dying at your Zoom name, Dustin. I can't.
No, but you missed it when he changed it. You missed it when he changed it.
It just hit when me.
Let me tell y'all. Fran was playing the squid game with her ad read this week. I'm telling you, she was risking her life going through that ad. It was treacherous waters, okay? But somehow she was able to stay afloat and cross to the shore. And that's why I was like, I want to change my name. This right here, you know what this is called? Oh my. It's called giving flowers. Giving your flowers while you're here because you read that, friend. And that's what I wanted my name to reflect.
What I decided to do for
my my God, my cheek.
Nah. Speaking of doing what we decided to do, I'm in the Twitter streets this week.
I don't want to help you.
And I want to highlight one tweet, right? Just one tweet that I want to highlight. It actually comes from Old Man Ebro from Hot 97.
Oh
right?
My God, I saw that exchange. You see, I retweeted it on the Friend Zone page.
And shout out to y'all. Thank you to everyone who was a part of that conversation. I feel like we all conducted ourselves quite well. You know, it didn't really call for nobody to step out their box. So, long story short, 3 days ago, I tweeted, quote, it's time for some new energy at Hot 97 and I'm available for hire. And that was the end of my tweet, right? It got a little bit of traction. People were, you know, excited that I had a interest in being on the radio because the people would enjoy that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some
they
people
love your
that
work.
Are familiar with what I do on the mic.
Exactly.
So some kind of way that tweet made its way into the hands of Ebro. You know what I'm saying? Longtime DJ personality, on-air talent at Hot 97. Very opinionated. People know Ebro, and people know Ebro be having something to say. Mm-hmm. So Ebro responded to my tweet. He actually quoted my tweet with a number of questions that I'm assuming he wanted me to answer to kind of
prove that you didn't know what the hell you're measure, talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and measure my interests and see if I was just making, you know, talking shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why that really rattled his cage and, you know, kind of just solicited this sort of response. But whatever, you ask me some questions, you are a stalwart radio personality. You know, you've been here for a long time. I'm going to, you know, answer your questions. So I did answer his questions, right? I'm not going to get into the specifics of the questions because it's too wordy and this is really not the place for all that. It took place on Twitter. But I answered his questions and he responded to me answering his questions with a tweet that said, "Great job, Google's your friend," or something like that, mm-hmm. something kind of smart. But I just kept encouraging him to, you know, that's cool. Pop your shit, you know what I'm saying? But let me in the studio and let me show you what I got.
Exactly.
And that is still my position on this whole thing, which I was simply sharing with my audience that I had an interest in radio, specifically at Hot 97, New York legend. You know what I'm saying? I would love to be on the radio in New York at such a legendary radio station. It would really mean something to me. And I want the experience and I'm ready for the experience. Whether I am able to answer questions on the fly like I did the other day or whether I'm given time to prepare and learn my way around the studio, I'll do that too. I'm down for it right. all, but I'm ready for the chair. So I would encourage everyone to continue this conversation. If you want to reach out to High 97, do that.
Holla.
If anybody at High 97 is listening,
right.
holla at your
their
boy.
Twitter,
I'm ready to get
their
in the
Instagram,
studio.
Their email.
that's right. All of that. You know what I'm saying? And if you're listening to this, Ebro, holla at me, man. Let's get together and get in the studio and do what we got to do. I feel like we could really make some good shit happen. Cool shit for New York radio and really kind of lead the pack with moving podcasters into the space of on-air radio talent. I think yes. it would be quite noble of you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So holla at me. I'm ready to go. I'm going to see you there anyway. Whether you let me in, whether you open the door or not, I'm going to be there. But I'd rather you open the door so we can have that experience together and really
right.
Benefit and grow. Because it'd be good for New York. It's all about the radio and the people listening. Fuck us. It's about the audience. It's about, you know, the timeline, the calendar of radio history, you know, that we would be changing by doing something like that in studio. So holla at me, Evo. What's up?
Yeah, I saw that he asked for your tapes. Well, we have 310.
Yeah,
hold on, we have 310 episodes of the
there
Friend
you go,
Zone.
Friend.
How many episodes do you have a holding court at this point? Probably
oh,
like
50, 55.
Okay.
Yeah. He can also holler at the National Society of Black Engineers in Detroit, where I emceed a 15,000-person crowd for a five-hour award ceremony, and I was the master of ceremonies, and all my jokes landed, and I didn't cuss.
Okay.
So, yeah, Ebro, holler at me. That's a lot of verifiable record.
Right.
Me, you know, doing my thing in that chair. And this ain't really a pissing contest. I'm not throwing my radio dick on the table.
It's not that, but it's really like
the
if the tapes are what's
it's a
needed,
resume.
Then
it's a
living
right.
there's
resume.
A portfolio
yeah.
that is available. So hopefully that seed is planted. Y'all know how we do
uh-huh.
on the Mystic Zone.
Uh-huh. you DJ Dustin.
And you know how I'll be working over here. Low-key is probably going to end up in the right place. So
at the yeah. right time.
You've been doing your thing, Dustin, and there is definitely nothing but a long track record, a long history of you doing your thing. And all the
thank
people
you.
Have been causing the waves because you have been setting the trend. So
thank
you,
you
definitely
man. I'm not
be
here
there
to disrespect nobody.
Yeah,
I
no.
I appreciate that.
It would be
Asante.
So awesome
I mean
to
that.
Watch y'all do this together. But Dustin, you're going to get yeah. it one way or another.
I'm going to do it anyway.
That. Exactly.
And that's what I was going to say. It shouldn't even be limited, to be honest. It should be because
yeah.
you could do, I could see you doing serious radio. You know, like
serious.
You just, it should be.
Power 105.
Okay.
What's up? I'm ready to move into New York. I want to do New York radio.
Yeah.
I think it would be a really cool moment for the city and damn sure a good moment for me. So humbly,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? I'm throwing my hat into the race. Hopefully this lights the fire and the spark that it needs to get that shit in motion. So
it will.
That's all I want to say.
It
see,
will.
See you in the stool, Ebro. That's it.
I love it. And with that being said, Asante, this week it's your episode. Go ahead and tell us what we getting into. We have the giggles too. We are ready
yeah.
for you, brother.
Well, I planned a educational episode, which was dumb of me because I know it ain't gonna happen today. So I'm gonna actually, I already know how I'm gonna make this funny. Actually, I'm gonna just be responsible, and then we're gonna get to the entertainment. Okay, so
okay.
just be responsible with me for just a little bit.
We're down
because it's gonna be hard for me, my damn self. So please, just part the course with me, people. So. There's been a lot happening. It's 2021. We're almost in 2022. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but technology has evolved so much over the past 25 years.
I saw a water cooler in Japan yesterday on the internet where it scanned your face to get a soda and then take the money out your motherfucking bank account.
Does it work for black people?
Literally.
Probably not.
In Japan.
You know how they set them up.
So that might be if iOS
soap,
B.
If the soap dispenser don't work for us, how you think we're going to get a drink out the cooler?
Look, they're going to be like, this nigga, there is nobody there. They're like, this machine think I'm broke.
We literally got to go to the colored cooler. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Asante.
I'm gonna just have to skip to the funny part. None of this is going to
do it how you planned it. We will shut up. Go ahead.
None of this is going to happen. I'm gonna get through what's gonna happen and then I'm gonna see where I lose you. All right, so recently, I don't know if you all know William Shatner. Recently I've been obsessed with Star Trek. Let's start there. I've been talking about Star Trek for weeks. I can't stop talking about it. So my worlds are colliding when the lead of the original Star Trek series, William Shatner, who played Captain Kirk on the Discovery, which is a space vessel traveling, doing their little journeys through space. My worlds have collided because this actor, who is now 90 years old, has gone to space with Jeff Bezos on a spacecraft.
What?
Now, he was only there for... William Shatner.
Can his body and bones withstand that air pressure?
Cut
and
it
shit?
Out.
Don't the air... You can't open the door on the... You know, when you're 90, you might need somebody to crack the window. You can't crack a window on a space shuttle. All that circulated air and shit. Can he handle that? Anything pop?
Well, luckily, it wasn't, like, going all the into space. Like,
Didn't they say the edge?
Yeah, it was like they were at the edge of space and they traveled for like 11 minutes and then came back down.
It's a fence. Like, how the fuck they know it's the edge? Because that shit right with me when I seen that headline. How the fuck you know we on the edge?
There's different levels to the atmosphere. I ain't a scientist, so I can't. I feel bad. I know there's like a fifth grader listening that's like, you don't know anything. And I'm like,
there's a little alien, Dustin, that was like...
It's a checkpoint, right? It's like the easy pass. You know how when you use your easy pass, you go through the thing?
Supposed to say alien anymore. Didn't you hear what was it?
Oh, my God, has that been wrong, too?
Don't nobody care what they said. That's a goddamn alien, and they know it is.
What's the proper term for alien?
I didn't actually make it that far. Republican. Because
conservative.
Anyway, again, Bezos took Shatner to space, which was crazy to me because Shatner is, he's 90 years old, but he played an actor doing like one of the first.
Shatner to Shatter.
You and George Takei, okay? Because apparently George Takei, his co-host from Star Trek back in the day.
Who's legendary, by the way.
Who is legendary. And is a reader because he's been reading William Shatner for years. Like, he was on Watch What Happens Live and like said some saucy about him, talked about him in his book. Like, they have had a long standing feud. So the reason that this article even came across my desk is because George Takei was talking about how bad William Shatner looked coming out the stage.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, I mean,
what is the issue? Oh my God.
How do you think somebody 90 would look coming off a spaceship? Probably look like he just got out of a hot dryer. That's how he looked like.
Coming off of flights. I mean, I can't be mad at a 90-year-old.
Getting on sometimes. Yeah.
He called him an unfit guinea pig.
Okay.
But Fran, to answer your question, because you asked what is the issue, apparently there was issues on set back in the day on Star Trek, and Takei just was feeling like Shatner always was shading him, trying to act like he didn't know him, even though they was on the same damn show. And then apparently, because they weren't feeling each other, Takei didn't invite Shatner to his wedding, and then Shatner like lost it. Like, he got mad at him. He was like, I can't believe he would do that, and like called him horrible names. And they just been going back and forth for years. Like, I don't know what the real issue is. Like, I don't know if they secretly just want to be friends or if they just love the mess.
Let them hoes fight.
For 40 years they've been going. Like, they are just white version of some divas, I guess. Okay. They're just going.
The real housewives of Star Trek over here.
The edge of space, apparently.
Well, apparently.
H-O-E-O-C. I mean, E-O-S.
Apparently. Please continue, Asante.
Apparently, because there were so many articles surrounding this flight outside of Takai reading Shatner. So I was like, let me go do a little digging on the space shuttle. Let me see what's going on with this. Because I need to know more just in about the messy part. So what I had to dig back to see was that because people were saying that, oh, okay, yeah, they went to space for 11 minutes, big whoop. But look at SpaceX, you know, look at what they're doing. Because this was done by Blue Origin, which is Bezos' company. SpaceX is the company that Elon Musk has. Mm-hmm. So these are two of the major companies that are, like, really trying to get ahead in space travel. They're trying to foot the bill. I'm going to take you down a short little history lesson, and then we're just going to get to the game because I can't even do this.
Can I say one thing?
Please, go on ahead.
It's not a really far off thing to say either at this point, because between the two of them, I know I'm taking Jeff Bezos' bus or ship. What is it, space shuttle? Mm. I'm going to take Jeff Bezos.
Why?
Because have you seen Elon Musk put that truck out lying, talking about the truck was bulletproof?
Oh,
all that
my
shit,
God,
you can't fuck
so
with it. They threw a golf ball at the window and the whole damn thing fell in the seat like somebody broke in the truck. Hey, you think I'm finna take it to space? Hell no. Nah. I'm gonna take Amazon. I'm gonna roll with Amazon.
Well, it's crazy because apparently they have two different approaches and like missions and beliefs. So all this even, well, this battle started long before, but one of the origins that I'm going to pick for this battle is because of NASA in 2017, when they decided that they want to do this program called the Artemis program. And basically it's a spaceflight program where they want to take people from, you know, everyone around the world, but led by the US obviously, to get humans back on the moon by 2024.
Mm, so, wow. What?
Well, you know, people want to explore space. And so,
so much money is being spent when we have so many issues here. That's the part that I don't get. Like, it's like we fucked up this place and just bounced into the next one.
And there are ways we could probably heal or revitalize or try to reverse. And we're not trying to do any of that. We're literally just keep going forward and running this shit into the ground.
It's just
crazy. We're trying to just get to the next.
It's just crazy to me. Like you know why it blows me? Because especially here where I moved, you drive by and see sidewalks of tent cities, you know? And I know I know when we've gone to LA, the same thing with Hollywood and just the different tent cities. Obviously after COVID, things just got even worse when the eviction moratorium got lifted, you know, and people were just expected somehow to have all those months of back pay. Like, they weren't even working to begin with. Like, that was the point. So, shit's just so fucked up. Look at climate change, the refugees around the world, the wars. I mean, it's an endless list of shit that this money could be going towards. But it feels like it's like that God, that Messiah complex. You know, these wealthy men that are just bored and looking for shit to do, and then they want to be titans, and it's like Attack of the Titans, and then we're just stuck in the middle as civilians that just sit back and watch them play with the world. Like, it's crazy.
Buy a sports car and get the fuck on.
Okay, get an earring and buy your fucking red sports car and call it a day.
And get over yourself, because this is such a waste of money. There's nothing even there to see. Once you go, what you gonna do? Go somewhere, ain't nowhere to go. You can't even breathe out that motherfucker. So why are you even going to space?
And how do you know you're wanted?
Like, what is there to see?
And how do you know you're wanted?
And how
do
you know you're gonna make it back? Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
something with one eyeball and a slimy eyelid is gonna swallow you up through a long chute that come out of that would be a mouth if it was a human. I'm telling you, they're gonna get your ass if you're out there fucking around.
This is why it's funny, because I watch Star Trek and I don't want to go to space. And so people are like, well, what the hell is your problem? The idea that I live behind with Star Trek is, what I like watching about is they take periods of time, like back in the 60s, they were focusing on like the social issues then, racism and societal shit. And I like watching that play it out in what's to be the future. I don't necessarily want to go and view space. I like that show because I talked about on ETA, Whoopi Goldberg said she wanted to do it because Uhura was the first time they showed a black person in sci-fi and space and how legendary that was. That was my interest. I was like, I like to see black people.
She was good on there too.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel bad not watching some of these movies that come out now because they're about like slavery and, you know, hands up, don't shoot. And it's like, I get that we have to be conscious and woke and some of that shit happens.
Which ones did you skip? Which ones did you decide not to watch?
I don't want, you're not finna get
Let's make it hot. Let's make it hot. Which ones did you decide not to watch?
Not a hot take.
Monique, name names. I keep it on the playground. Which movie did you say?
I watched so many that I feel like I shouldn't have watched.
All of them, Destin. Look,
I'll give you one off rip that just off the top of my head. I wish
shit,
I did
Peggy.
Not watch
Delete
Annabelle.
All
okay.
That shit.
Mm-hmm. Did you Annabelle. Watch Annabelle? I love me some Janelle Monáe and some Gabri Sidibe. Yeah. But why did we have this? Like, what? And then when I read the breakdowns of Annabellum, I was like, okay, I get this, but who in editing or production didn't want to like make this like really happen? Because I can't blame Janelle or Gabby or any of these people for this. It's one of y'all's fault. Anyway, so I like to watch Star Trek because it just shows black people either being black or aliens being aliens. And it ain't, you can't come here because you black. It's literally like, oh, we all humans, so they can't come here because they Vulcan or Romulan, which are different, some of the different aliens. But anyway, I was glad I got to say that.
Be a real racist, like a HD 4K racist to be racist in space. Well, really, we literally all we got, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You on that racist shit in space? Like that, come on,
they'll
man.
Find a way.
Like there is no place for the N-word on any of those spaceships. Like they're just like
and exactly. I'd be like, what color is the sky out here? Exactly. Stay in your place. This is for us.
Okay. Well, apparently NASA thinks that it's for us because, again, the main goal of NASA is to get humans back on the moon by 2024. And this is from the NASA website. With Artemis missions, NASA will land the first woman and the first person of color on the moon using innovative technologies to explore more of the lunar surface than ever before. We will collaborate with commercial and international partners and establish the first long-term presence on the moon. Then we will use what we learn on and around the moon to take the next giant leap, sending the first astronauts to Mars. So, like, this space, this spacewalk, the space flight, like, this whole program, it's like a really long-term mission, which throughout our lives we're going to see, I guess, at some point, instead of just seeing airplanes, we're going to get used to seeing spaceships up in the sky, because I'm still trying to get used to seeing the drones. I don't know if y'all have been seeing people out with drones, but this summer that was like a thing. I was like, oh, okay, the
drones
are happening.
Smashing into trees.
Have you been
trees?
Hit by a drone yet?
No, but I've seen them stuck on trees and people being like, ah, shit. Stay out of Central Park.
I thought about Maya and her drone. I was like, dang, you know, if I really was like,
oh my gosh,
places, I would
she's
get me
so
a drone.
Dope with that. Remember until when we went to Iceland and she popped out the drone to get that overhead shot of the waterfall we were working with? Oh my God. I was like, Maya single-handedly leveled up our video, our campaign videos. With her stuff.
With drones.
Man,
and
listen.
And you know what? Especially with drones, back in, it's the 25th anniversary, 25th. Is it 25? I might be completely wrong. Let me actually just skip what I was about to say. Because I was going to say the technology behind drones has advanced so long because of the, September 11th, that happened. And that was like one of the first times I remember hearing about drones or hearing of drones because of the bomber type drones, those bigger ones. So to see that technology developed and then like commercialized from like military stuff down to children's toys, it's like, this is kind of a mind fuck. But then also to see that process happen and then to try to apply that to what they're going to do with space or space flight. I think it's interesting that it's such a long game to watch, but then like we're saying, there's so much here that it would be interesting to watch how we resolve these issues, like here on Earth versus how we decide to build out. But the issues that are happening on Earth, this I kind of, I guess, goes into why they have different approaches, Bezos and Musk, on why they want to go to space. But Musk, one of the goals of SpaceX, they want to set up a backup civilization on Mars, whereas Bezos believes one day that the world will just run out of resources and he's trying to set up like big space stations where people can just live on like in space. So they both are trying to get to space, yes, but one's trying to be on a planet, one trying to just live in like artificial gravity, like zero G all day. Would you rather
just be floating in a spaceship? Like what? I don't get it.
There would be controlled gravity environments, I guess, but as opposed to it being a planet that could die one day, even though you might not be dead. You would be on a spaceship, I guess, that would substitute as the planet. Like, I told you, I don't even have an interest of going to space. So to think about living on a whole land.
And you know what? Here's the thing, too. Like, okay, it's interesting. It's fascinating. Anytime I see images or you hear new technological advances or they got farther or they learned of a new planet or of a new star or a new system, like it's fascinating as shit. But like, why can't we just admire it for what it is? Why do we have to try to conquer everything? You know what I mean? Like, why can't we just be excited that formulas are being figured out for shit and just like be good with that? But then now we have to try to take over land and parts of space. Like, I don't, it's just white. This is some white man shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
literally that.
They don't know how to appreciate nothing. It got to be theirs. And that's where we fuck up. And now we fuck this place up. We're going to fuck up another place.
All of the stories and articles around space, like every time I was looking up anything space or NASA, billionaire space race is what would come up. Like anytime I was like looking at,
it's a bunch of people that are rich and bored and trying to play God and see who can play God better.
They're rich and they're bored and they're also trying to get richer, which is like, mm-hmm. You're already rich. So what are you doing? Like you're not just trying to maintain or give back. Like you really just gonna keep going.
I ain't really mad at.
No, but honestly, when you have the yacht and you have all the homes and you have a business that is like recession proof, because let's be real here, Amazon ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
What more do you need? Like there's a part of my brain that doesn't know how to process it.
You should be motivated to earn more, to do more good in the world.
That I understand,
in
but
the
that's
world,
not what's happening.
And help other people. That's what it should be. But these short dick motherfuckers that are just getting a thrill and feeling good about themselves because of the money they have to waste, you know? And you're also wasting time. You're wasting so many resources. Best of luck, NASA, trying to get a person of color to go, because ain't too many May Genesis walking around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, you know? Does the helmet on the astronaut suit, does it come lined with satin? Because if somebody of color is going, we need that to protect our hair underneath the helmet. It's things y'all got to think about. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't know. They're not prepared for what it is they say they want, what they ought to be prepared for, which is what they're trying to take on. They're not.
That's why
I'm not interested in going. I don't want to go up there and see nighttime all the goddamn time and just be, you know what I'm saying? I can't sit the fuck down. Floating every goddamn way. I'm gonna be ready to go back. That's probably the longest 11 minutes of their motherfucking life. You crazy? Because what if something goes, and then think about the anxiety you have if something go wrong. What if something malfunctions, man. Which is very possible.
Of course, there's so many wires and fucking buttons, and I'd be scared walking
to
into
do some
a studio.
Shit that ain't never been done.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just deep. But I mean,
it just ain't for me.
It's not for me either. You know, and I understand the fascination. And honestly, I am blown away by the intelligence of some of these scientists that can figure this shit out to begin with, and the engineers that execute the vision, like all of them. But stop being Spaniards.
Right.
Well, Jesus. I can appreciate all of what's happening because I know I ain't gonna, you know, when we go, we gone. But like, I guess the people that are left, they're gonna need something to do or somewhere to go. So I can appreciate the thought going into the future proofing. It's just that it leaves a lot to be desired when you're not, like, I guess, harnessing the humans that are here or trying to instill some sort of like, hey, this planet, like, we got to figure out like how to like not let this shit melt so we can actually have like sustainability. Like, if we could figure out ways to reverse this or like what the actual process is, like, we won't have to ever leave. But instead, it's like, nah, it was cool here. Let's just go see what's next. There's all that out there. Meanwhile, whoever's out there is like, do y'all see them finna come up here? Like, I know they're not
finna. And that's the part. I'm like, how about the rest of the world, you know, that is looking down like, hell no, I know them ghetto ass earth people ain't coming out here. I know they don't want it. They see how we treating this shit.
They're gonna start zapping motherfuckers like that dial in Squid Game. Watch. Ain't gonna be no gunfire. It's gonna be an electric lightning rod zap, just taking motherfuckers out. You know,
green light.
That's unknown. That is literally the unknown. What you think you're gonna get up there and somebody gonna reach out and shake your hand and ask you your name? No. That's crazy, man. Like,
Also, shout out to NASA. They have a very great graphic here. It is NASA's African American astronauts. I just thought,
yeah, I'm sure they did.
Because look,
it's like the army. That's like the Army Corps on 125th Street.
I just wanted to say this ain't a call to action for Black folks to try to go to space, but this is for Black folks that may already have an interest in space, okay? I'm just letting you know that there are Black people that have done it. There are people that have gone to space. There are people that are still going to space. They're trying to do it in 2024. I hope somebody out there gets to do it if they want to do it. And I also hope, because we are talking about this being a billionaire space race, you know, I know it's annoying that Bezos and Musk are doing this. I just pray that one day a Black person can enter the race. So I could just be like, you know what? Well, at least I know Black people, they can fight. I don't necessarily want to spend nobody's money. I'm not saying Tyler Perry should go down there and say, you know, fuck all this production. We going to space.
Nah,
like, that would be really
here.
Crazy. I would just say, look, if a Black person, if they want to go to space and they can enter this race, I think that it's dope. These companies, they fought tooth and nail to get these contracts. So, because NASA, because they did this initiative, they sought these companies to develop this first commercial human lander. And so this was to encourage space exploration and obviously, again, to offset the cost so NASA wouldn't have to spend that much money. So even though they're spending a lot of money, because April 2020 of last year, NASA selected three U.S. companies to design and develop the human landing system. And the combined value for the total awarded contract was $967 million.
Wow.
And so the three companies that they selected, they actually awarded them a bit of each of these.
These kids ain't even got lunch, motherfucking lunch in school.
Okay.
So Blue Origin, Bezos' company, he was awarded $579 million off of that contract.
And don't we pay for these trips that he takes out? Because remember when he had that news conference after, he was like, thank you so much for like making my dreams come true, like because taxpayers, yeah, like we pay for it. So he's the wealthy one, but we pay for these excursions.
And then he auctioned off a seat on the flight before this one, and the person that won the auction for like 24
was wealthy.
They won for like 20-something. They were wealthy, friend, and they didn't even show up. They ended up not going.
They were busy.
some like Dutch student or something got to go instead.
Yeah, last minute they was like, I'm tripping.
But yes, Blue Origin got $579 million off that contract. There's also another company that NASA chose called Dianetics out of Huntsville, Alabama.
Dianetics? They were awarded 200, ain't that Scientology?
Dianetics. D-Y-N-O.
Oh, maybe not, because DY. Dianetics is the system that Scientology runs, like their classes.
Spell this Asante.
D-Y-N-E-T-I-C-S.
I mean, unless they switched it up to be cute, but...
Well, it says it's
D-I-A, I think, if I remember correctly.
Look, it's a Leidos company, L-E-I-D-O-S.
I don't know about that. All right, part.
That sounds Scientology to me.
So the Dianetics company, they've got $253 million. And then SpaceX, Musk, they got $135 million. So
this is pissing me off.
It is.
Oh, wait. Oh, you're not even. So SpaceX only got $135 million off of this contract. And so from this contract, they were given time to develop the system and test it. And so after 10 months, they extended it to 2 more months. So after 12 months, SpaceX was chosen, winning a $2.9 billion contract April of this year to build the next lunar lander.
So when you say winning, where is this coming
they beat
from?
Out they beat out Dynetics and Blue Origin to develop this system. So like NASA picked the three funding, of them to develop.
The NASA's funding this like from their pot of gold.
Yes.
Wow. 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 Okay.
Meanwhile, SpaceX, the company itself, is already like privately funded. Like these companies, they're all like funded differently and they have different visions. So it's like everybody's interest is different, but they all have money to do whatever the fuck they want. So it's like, what about, I can't even ask that question because again, they have money to whatever they want. So I can't even ask them what about anything. Like they don't care. They just, they're engineers that see space as the vision and the goal and that's what they want to do, and that's what they can do, and that's what they are doing. So
I can understand being intrigued at accomplishing a first of its kind in your industry, right? Mm-hmm. I get that. I get why that's intriguing and interesting to these people who work in aeronautics or whatever the fuck, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But there comes a line where, like, humanity and other things are concerned that you just don't cross. And like Fran said, you can call it playing God or mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, all that other type of shit. I don't know, I'm just not comfortable with this. And I see it pointless. It's just pointless to me. You go somewhere to come right back just to be able to say you did it. What the fuck? Like, what's the point? Like Kiki said, I hope I don't sound ridiculous. But I just think this is the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life and a waste of a lot of money that could be doing a lot more things of benefit
here
to help motherfuckers
yes.
out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's my take.
I agree
no,
with you.
No, I mean, I respect that. Like, I don't necessarily feel like it's a waste, but I do see how you can see it like that. Like, there's definitely no way that these people can just spend all this money one way and ignore everything that's going on in another. And I don't know if maybe
they're... Especially when they're the ones causing it. Like, these billionaires right. didn't become billionaires because of... They just did. They exploited us, you know? They underpay so that they can be overpaid and then go play with toys in space. And then talk about, you know, because we messed up here. No, we didn't mess up here. Y'all messed up here. Don't want to clean it up and are ready to go mess up elsewhere. And that's why billionaires is just like so frustrating because it's an exploitation and they're just ready to move on.
When Bezos became valedictorian of his senior class in 1982, he delivered a speech about overpopulation and pollution. This is just a quote, a blurb that I've got from businessinsider.com, right? Bezos wants to build space hotels, amusement parks, yachts, and colonies for 2 or 3 million people orbiting around the Earth. What happens if nobody can afford to go to space or if we didn't die by then and we can't go to space to enjoy these amusement parks? Because the well-being of humanity is still like teetering, and I feel like people aren't really seeing that when they're doing this because they feel like, we're getting to another solution.
But what 2 million people is he talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly.
Because
I guess
I'm over it.
I guess only
I don't
two
think it's for us. Yeah, I think it's 2 million of his closest circle.
Well, if it's not for us, then again, even more so, I implore somebody, a person of color to enter the space race just to make sure that for the niggas that want to go to space, homeboys in outer space, for the homeboys that want to go to outer space, I want to make sure that they have a vested stake and interest. I necessarily, look, we rooting for everybody black, right? I don't want to go. I don't really think that this is a thing for
on
me,
Earth,
but I'm trying.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be trying to go to the concerts and the shows here, okay? I know good in hell, Summer Walker ain't going to space to perform, so I don't need to go there, but for the people that feel like they need to go for whatever they need to go for, they feel like that, you know, they're being called to help out in the future, whatever. I respect that. I appreciate that. So that's why I really wanted to highlight this. Outside of that, every time I read the names Bezos and Musk, I was just like, God, y'all are just like, like everything about all of this is so disgusting. But I feel y'all and I understand. And I thank y'all for at least giving me some ground to cover this.
Of course. We all know how important it is to work out and be active, but the worst is ending up with sweaty hair and scalp. Sunday to Sunday has products for Black active women to remove the buildup and odor that comes from sweating after a hard workout. Like Sunday to Sunday's Root Refresh, a gentle, no-rinse post-workout cleanse with micellar water and apple cider vinegar. Or their Revive Me Conditioning Mist with argan oil and green tea. And these products have active botanical ingredients that improve the health of your scalp so you can sweat and slay. And our favorite part, it's Black-owned. So don't compromise health for beauty. Get your own workout hair routine today. 15% off your first purchase. Visit mysundaytosunday.com and use code FRIENDZONE. Sunday to Sunday is also available online at Sephora and Ulta.com.
Hey, everybody. It's me again. Now, I'm not trying to get off in your business or nothing like that, but sometimes you got to get you something to eat. It's time to get something to eat sometimes. Now, I know I cook certain things, but sometimes you got to eat something. I'm going to give it over to Dustin so he can talk to y'all about what McDonald's got to say, because y'all need to hear it. I love y'all. Thank you, Tabitha. Now, if you haven't tried the McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich yet, you are missing out. This crispy, juicy, tender sandwich is simply iconic and comes in three different variations that are so delicious, you'll have trouble choosing a favorite. There's the crispy chicken sandwich, which comes on a buttered potato bun with crinkle-cut pickles. Then the spicy, crispy chicken sandwich on a buttered potato bun with crinkle-cut pickles and a spicy pepper sauce. And last but not least, the deluxe crispy chicken sandwich, which comes on a buttered potato bun with fresh-cut lettuce, tomatoes, and mayo. Customers everywhere are loving the crispy chicken sandwich. As one said, if they don't offer you their leftover bites, are they even your husband? I love the crispy chicken sandwich because it's so good and it doesn't like a chicken sandwich, especially when it's crispy. And this one is good. Order ahead on the McDonald's app today.
Now I just want to skip and skedaddle into the game. To start the game off, I'm going to just need a couple of just a few pieces of information from you all. Fran and Dustin, give me three TV shows each. Like three TV shows you love. And not reality
about
TV
anything?
Shows.
Three TV shows.
Yeah, about ladies anything.
Ladies first.
You said ladies first?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was the show. I was like, which one's that one?
That's the one produced by Queen Latifah.
A show that I love.
On my computer screen.
That's what's oh my God. What's a TV show that I love?
Greenleaf.
That is good. Greenleaf.
You want to put that on the list?
Power.
Dustin, you want to put Greenleaf or Power on your list, Dustin?
Yeah, Greenleaf. Put Greenleaf, Power, and Empire on my list.
Help me.
Okay, give me a character from each of those shows that you like.
Lady May from Greenleaf.
Why are you laughing?
Lady May. Tommy from Power.
Oh, Tommy.
And Empire and Jamal from Empire.
Okay, I got my show.
Okay, what's your show, friend?
The Wire.
All right, who from The Wire?
Bodhi.
That's Mandy's cat's name.
I thought about that too.
And then The Sopranos.
Ooh, who from Sopranos?
Who from Sopranos?
Patti LaBelle.
Give me who from Sopranos? Shit.
Okay, why are you thinking about that? There is a show on ABC, right, called Big Sky. It's so random that I watched the show.
I started that show. I watched, like, the first episode,
Friend,
and then I was like,
Cassie,
whoa.
Don't Cassie look kind of like Tatiana's sister?
You think?
She be some
Maybe
angles
I need
I'd
to rewatch.
Anyway, that show, there are some threads on that show, and I was like, this is actually pretty cool. Like, the trans actress be on there doing her shiznah. I'm so mad I watched... You finished the first episode?
I did. That's as far
I'm
as I
so
got.
I'm so mad with the reason that I watched ended on the first episode.
Okay,
but I kept going.
Thank you. That's what I think. I was like, oh, I think I end here too. I do.
But the daughter from The Sopranos, she gonna randomly be on there.
Look at that connection.
On the next season.
You know what? I'm gonna pick Meadow. That's my character from The Sopranos. Shout out to you, girl. And this new show with Rolling Ray and Bobby Light. No, I'm kidding.
As soon as I saw that, I said, all this means is Santana said no. Go ahead.
That's so true, because you already know. Okay, I said The Wire, Sopranos. I'm trying to think, what's a show that I watched and I was like, this is so good? Luther.
They got a Luther Vandross show?
No. It's a show with Idris Elba. He's like a detective. It's good as hell.
So he played Little Luther. Skinny Luther.
Those are my three. Do, 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 do,
do. Okay, go ahead.
All right. This is so dumb. I don't even know why I thought to do this. So, Dustin, one day you turn on the TV, mm-hmm. you're watching the news, mm-hmm. you discover Lynn Whitfield just got married to a pastor. Mm-hmm. He's a Greenleaf. So now she decides that she's about to become her character on Greenleaf in real life. Mm-hmm. What? Give me an example of something saucy that's happened on the show that would be crazy if it happened from her in real life.
Her child ain't her husband's. And they was married when she got pregnant.
Wait, whose baby was that?
Remember?
Did this happen in the first season?
No. This is some later on shit.
Grace
ain't no Greenleaf, remember?
Oh,
and Grace's brother is the lawyer, remember? Yeah. But that.
Damn.
I mean, I guess. I'm not married, so I wouldn't give a fuck, but I understand why people would trip about something.
Well,
like
yeah,
that.
If you lie for like 30 years.
Yeah. Yo, if I found out Whitfield was doing something scandalous like that, I wouldn't like judge her, but I'd be
sorry,
like, oh,
bro,
my
I
God.
Love Lynn Whitfield.
Yeah, no, love.
Everybody knows she's one of my favorites mm-hmm. of all time. Like, I love Lynn Whitfield. So go ahead. Now, what
she's
else?
I just basically
beauty.
Wanted to play the game of what if, since William Shatner really went to fucking space. So it's like, what if Queen Latifah did start Flavor Magazine and to this day was around dominating digital and evolving the way women in hip hop were seen or marketed. I just thought about mm-hmm. how random that would be. So I decided I wanted to ask you guys characters from your favorite shows and we would do what ifs if some of that came to life. Tommy?
Okay, well, I want to submit new people.
Okay.
No, not other rules. I don't care. Okay, so I'm going to pick Vivica Fox from Set It Off.
Oh, hell.
Because we're adding movies now. We're doing movies. And then I want to do, let me see who the third
now,
person
Dustin
is.
Now, changing the rules because we're doing movies.
No, he could change the rules. I was like,
yeah, this the what if.
But then she died.
Then I want to do, so let's talk about it. Let's get it, shake the table. No, I'm just fine. Then I want to do, and I want to do Kerry Washington from Scandal.
I have her and Annalise on my list. I just made a list of people.
Annalise.
Could you imagine if Viola Davis decided one day, she was like, you know what? I'm quitting acting. I'm going to, like, I decided I want to be a lawyer. This bitch is crazy. And then she turns
the
in her.
The best lawyers are incredible actors. They just don't realize it because they have to persuade and convince a group of people, an audience. They have to create and evoke an emotion from a group of strangers that they don't know. That's acting.
Mm.
So lawyers, the best lawyers and the best attorneys are actors. And if you don't know, now you know.
And
you
that's why
convince
Annalise
these
will be
motherfuckers
A1.
To feel something and make a choice. That's acting. Same goes for mega church preachers and shit. But that's like bad acting because it don't take but a little bit to convince these fools. You know what I'm saying? But real actors and shit, I mean,
Charity
real attorneys
would like
actors.
A word.
Then I'm changing mine to Miss Sophia.
No
Miss Sophia on The Color Purple.
Okay, friend, so what if she did have to knock the mayor's wife out? You know what I'm saying? Or whoever the fuck. What if she did have to put a hot one on?
Not Asante leaving.
Yeah. Asante, get your ass back over here. Because we got to figure out what the hell we're going to do if, you know what I'm saying?
What if?
Oprah Winfrey, okay, a.k.a. Miss Sophia,
okay,
decided to step on and, you know what I'm saying, knock down Hillary Clinton when Bill was in office? What would you do then? That's what I want to know.
Brand, you did this. And I have a confession to make. I don't know why.
She was
I
think on
it's
because
I was young some of this happened.
Mm-hmm.
But every time The Color Purple comes up, I do think about Beloved. So when we talked about Beloved,
because Oprah was in her bag, okay?
Yo, I don't know if it was like a marathon or something when I was a child.
Probably.
But like the two always go hand in hand. And when y'all finally talked about Beloved the other week, I don't feel like I've gotten good sleep. I don't. I just have to admit that now. Because that was one that lived with me for so long.
Why
so
were we at a, we were at a tea shop in Brooklyn and me and Jay talking about Beloved. And Jay kept doing it.
I'm gonna tell her I want to watch that with her.
Oh my god. But Jay kept doing it, and these people sitting at the table behind us were like, what the fuck is wrong with those girls? Oh god, it was so annoying. It was funny as hell. They got up and left too. I was like, I think we ran those people off, Jay.
Friend, you got to give me another one. Please don't get
No, that's my final answer.
Oh.
What's another good character?
This I feel like, is a great place to say.
This is fun. It was random. No, you didn't. Oh, this is just you and Jade are so funny.
A treat for the gated community. This is via Jade of all Jades. If you're watching this,
it's your face. It's the bottom middle one for me.
Oh shit.
Oh, this is good.
Well, Dustin's holding that cup the way that Bezos and Musk are holding this random ass race to be the first to dominate space. And we have talked about
so fucking stupid.
And I'm sure there's more to it. Maybe it's the conspiracy theorist in me. I've been looking in weird little corners of YouTube, but I know that there's more to it than we think. They like to make it, exploration, but there's a lot more to it. And we're just getting the tip of the iceberg. That's the part I hate. That, you know, we get to just sit and watch while they're unfolding whole other plans.
And see, I've watched too many of those sci-fi gone wrong movies. Okay. So I just don't like the idea.
Same shit. You
of
see
being
the robot dog with the guns now? Like, it's
Oh my God.
We're replicating all the movies.
The robot
we've
dog
seen.
Has been going crazy. People, like, I remember earlier this year, last year, they were supposed to just be helping disperse the vaccine or something.
Mm-hmm.
And now
then
it's
they started
like
doing
pets.
The nay nay. Now they got guns.
Right.
It's just like,
right.
What the fuck? I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to dismember that bitch. If one of them robot dogs come up on me, it's going to be separate. It's going to be in peace. It's going to look like a Lego set by the time I get through with that motherfucker.
Did you see the video of the cop walking with it in some projects? I couldn't tell what borough they were in. I think it was the Bronx. It just gave the Bronx like the vibe. But could you imagine walking through the projects intimidating people? I was like, I can't.
That's actually where I want them to take it, because I know there's some fearless, tech savvy individuals who will encounter that. And be curious to learn more about it and, you know, take it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I want them to walk through there with it. Go back through there. Go at night.
Go at night. Oh, well, thank you, Asante. I don't know if you have any final words before we shift.
No final words.
See you on a spaceship.
I ain't going to space.
You're not going to space? You're not supporting anybody that's going to space? I'll support people.
Hell no.
I like to support people so I don't
if
have
it's what
to.
They
so
it's like, do.
I'll support someone. Yeah.
If it's what they want to do.
So it's like,
sure.
You know, just in
I'm
case.
Not. You stupid if you
go. Look, you know how I remember like being young and being so excited to like get on a plane and be like, ooh, we getting on the plane. But then I remember like older people being like, y'all think y'all so fancy flying when cars have been reliable for X, Y, and Z. And I'm just thinking to
like,
myself,
do we
like,
sound
this?
Like that? The same people that were scared of credit cards and cell
when
phones.
Shatner said when he looked at his Twitter, which was funny since he's old as hell. He was like, he looked at his Twitter and he was like, I just can't imagine where these people would have been when the automobile was invented with all these naysayers and stuff. And
I mean,
like,
that's real, but I don't know. I think there has to be, like Dustin said, where's the line? Where's the line?
Look, ain't nothing but space, so there ain't one. They trying to go out there and literally make the line themselves, right, which is the problem you're talking about. Jesus. So that's it for me, friend. Are you ready to give us some wellness?
I am. So this week's wellness is actually super cute. I had to let you guys know that the Mona cut, if you know, you know, she is like a legendary hairstylist. Shout out to Mona.
Blessed hands.
Literally blessed the best hands in the business. If you want like a really fly, customized, edgy, curly cut and don't want to look like the typical layered cut curls that you see everyone have on Instagram, they're cute, but it just gets a little old, you know, after all of us looking the same. And she really works with your face and the length that you want, your curl type or your texture. And she just like works with you as opposed to just giving you a copy and paste cut. And I like that about it because she'll really sit with you and ask you like what your comfort levels are. But she created a signature cut called...
And what's the name of it?
The Fran. I can't take it. Based on
she's
my
a style.
Bob. I know, because my bob...
She's got style and she is a style.
Okay, my bob has this cute kind of like geometric slope in the back. This time we added... Okay, this time we added bangs to it just to flip it. But she said that after me and her worked on that cut and created it for me, she was like, so many people were coming in saying, I want the Fran. I want the cut that Fran got. Yeah, and so she would send me like pictures and stuff because people were super cool and letting her take before and afters. And then she was like, you know what? I'm going to make it a signature cut. And so she was like, we joked around how we have to get a portrait of me with it and put it on the wall with the number so that people can be like, the number 3, like in the barbershop, like back in the day. You know, make it real old school. But all jokes aside, she's calling it the Fran. It's going to become a signature cut. And it really is, because outside of the fact that it's a fly cut, but y'all really have come in asking for it, and I'm so humbled by that because that's so cool. And it's a cut that really flatters so many different people, because I've seen a couple different people. I posted one on Instagram this week. Shout out to Bridget who let me post there. And it works for so many textures, because her and I don't even have the same texture. It works for so many face shapes. And like I said, because she'll customize it, so it's not a copy and paste look. Even if you go in and ask for it, she's still going to give you the cut, the shape.
For you.
Right, yeah. The version of it, I should say, that is going to flatter you the most. And so it'll be the Fran, but it's still going to have a twist based on who you are when you come in and what you want. So had to put that out there. That's the first part.
That's why it's called the Fran, because it's a very intentional haircut.
Okay, on brand. So that's the first part. I had to shout that out because honestly, that's one of the coolest things that has happened to me. I love Mona. I've been going to her for like 5 years now. So I started with her when she just had a chair at a big salon and was just, you know, doing her thing. And then I went from her getting a chair to having one of those suites where there's like hella salons inside of a building, you know what I mean? And then I went from her going to the suite to now having her full salon that's just hers. So I've seen her go through all these stages. I've been with her through all these stages. So it was so cool to be a part of her journey and for her to put this into her journey and paying homage to me too, which is like so cool for the both of us. So shout out to her, shout out to y'all. And then I was getting a lot of questions about my hair regimen now that I cut it. So for those of you in the gated community, you can see that this is what I'm using now.
Moose Def.
It's called the Dew. It's spelled D-O-U-X. You can get it anywhere really. CVS, Bed Bath & Beyond. I've seen it at Walmart. No, I wasn't at
Magic
Walmart.
City.
Amazon, obviously. Rite Aid, Duane Reade. Y'all know the hair aisle. So the Dew, it's a mousse. It's a high-definition control mousse. It's a texture foam. What I love about it is if you go on their YouTube page, which is the same name, the Dew, D-O-U-X, they have all these black women on the YouTube page who are showing you how they use it, how they've incorporated it into their hair regimen. It's women with all different textures, all different lengths, all different hairstyles using this.
Kenny G on there.
And so if you're someone that, you know, has never used mousse, because mousse is definitely very different from like the thicker creams and leave-ins and butters that we tend to use. I remember the first time someone told, actually it was Mona years ago, that was like, you should switch to mousse when your hair is short so that the bottom can lift up, because it's kind of a lighter product, and it allows for the short lift.
Different kind of volume.
Gives a different kind of volume, allows it to be a little airier. And then, but it doesn't sacrifice the definition to do that, which is a good combination. Because sometimes,
or weigh it down.
Because sometimes you try to use something and it gives you the lift, but then your hair is a big puffy mess. So, the
like
do
cocker spaniel.
So you want to check it out? Like I said, you can buy it anywhere. It really lasts a long time. I've had this bottle for like months now. Even before I had cut my hair, I had been kind of messing around with it. Didn't work as well with my long hair, I'll be honest about that. But with short hair, it's perfect. And so that's what I'm using. What I do is I section my hair off into four, just kind of like the back split in half, the top split in half, kind of like a quadrant. And then I finger rake it in while it's still wet, fresh out the shower. Finger rake each section in, let it air dry for like a little bit. And then I diffuse it with the Dyson diffuser. It's a pink and green one. That's the one that I use. It's expensive.
The one from Don't Fuck With Cats.
Right. I'm going to tell y'all right now, it is a high ticket item. Not cheap. Y'all are going to roll your eyes like y'all do when I shout out high ticket items. But it's one of those investments. I've had it for years now. It has not wavered. It's reliable. It gets my hair, you know, looking how I need it when I use it. So
you've had it for years.
Years.
So it's worth
literally
the
years.
It's quality. It lasts.
A quality product that I probably am not going to have to buy a diffuser anytime soon. So sometimes you got to take those hits. Instead of buying the cheaper one that you're gonna just have to keep replacing every couple of years. So high ticket item, low ticket item, but that's the regimen that I know people were asking me, what do you do now to keep the bob? And then as far as shampoo and conditioner, I'm still using the Shea Moisture Power Greens. That's their new one. Just the shampoo and conditioner from that. And then the deep conditioner I'm using is the Algae Renew by Camille Rose. And you literally can get all of these products, the Dew Mousse, the Power Green Shampoo and Conditioner, the Algae Renew by Camille Rose, and the Dyson at Target. Literally, everything is there. The last thing is the Acure cleanser. Because I'm using all these products and mousse and diffusing once a month, I do a clarifying cleanse, which is like, it just takes all the gunk out and kind of like resets your hair. Good to do once a month. At least that's what works for my hair. Like I always say, do what works best for your hair. Some people don't like clarifiers. They think that it's a little too drying because it's so intense. It literally takes out every single thing you've put in your hair that month.
So it's like acetone?
It's like a hair acetone. You can call it that.
Okay.
And it's a good reset, because sometimes if you keep putting product on top of product on top of product, you know, your hair starts looking dull. It's a good way to kind of revive your hair. So it's the Acure Clarifying Cleanser, A-C-U-R-E. They have a shampoo and they have a conditioner. I personally like the shampoo. So that's what I use once a month. Shampoo and conditioner once a week. Power Greens, Shea Moisture, the Dew Mousse. Split into quadrants, diffuse it, and then I use the Camille Rose Algae Renew Deep Conditioner maybe like twice a month. So that's the regimen.
And voila,
that's my hair regimen right now. I had a lot of questions about it, so I figured it'd be easier, instead of answering everybody in the DMs, to just hit y'all with it on the Friend Zone Wellness segment. That's exactly what I had in my hair. In the video, if you go to my Instagram, in case you like, what haircut? What are you talking about? You can go to it right now, Instagram.com/heyfriendhey. It's my latest post. Y'all know I only post like once every 2 years. It's up there. You ain't gonna miss it. A super cute post. And also, thank you for the love too. I always appreciate that, even though I post honestly like once or twice a year, y'all hold me down when I do. Lots of love on there, lots of support. So check that out. Just some beauty talk this week. And that's it for this week's wellness segment. And thanks to Mona, and thanks to all of y'all that are going to go get the friend. Make sure you hashtag it, the friend, whether it's on Twitter or on Instagram. Hashtag it and then tag me so I can see it, because I will be checking. That's it. Love you guys.
This is the friend zone. Friend zone. Friend zone. Friend
zone. Friend zone. Gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Rituals Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual doesn't stop there. They also invested in a gold standard, university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin. And the results? Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. The clinical study was published in leading scientific journal Frontiers of Nutrition, and Ritual's committed to third-party testing from USP and the Non-GMO Project, traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, and always clear communication. No shady stuff. I've been mentioning these Ritual vitamins and how I've been consistently taking them. It's 2 capsules a day. I have a timer and everything, or an alarm rather, to make sure that I am on it, because mama is tired, mama's getting older, and mama needs as much help as mama can get. So let me tell you, these have been holding me down. I'm so thankful for them. I'm not going to say that they are a cure-all, because we definitely need to be watching how we eat and sleep and just our day-to-day moves, but they have been helping me out so much with my energy levels. And right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off for your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/friendzone and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/friendzone. I'm in the zone. So let's go back to Asante, Mr. Music Man. What you got for us this week?
That's right, y'all. We back here in the musical arenas. I'm actually decided that I'm going to go on ahead and announce my world tour. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do it. In music news, Megan Thee Stallion has dropped her collaboration with Popeyes, the Hottie Sauce collaboration. Shit. Go to thehottiesauce.com now.
I'm so here for these collabs.
All fun things, or go to your local Popeyes for some damn hottie sauce. Go get yours, Megan Thee Stallion. Love everything she's doing. I also want
now my hottie sauce.
I was loving what everybody on Twitter was doing when they were quoting her. They were saying, you're going to put up to the Popeyes now, and they're going to give a Megan Thee Stallion song quote. So I'm glad you all are having fun with this and you all are enjoying this. And also shout out to Popeyes for their 6-figure donation to the Houston Random Acts of Kindness.
Oh, wow.
I just think that everything that the Stallion does is noteworthy, and she's always a hot girl being hot, and she's still hot with the hottie sauce. So here we are. Speaking of hot girls, Summer Walker, she just, first of all, I'm upset because she had her album available for early listen. It was available to fans, but the catch is you had to be in NYC and you had to smash a glass case containing the hard drive.
I saw that. Genius. Genius marketing.
Very genius. Mad I didn't go grab the pink hammer and make it do what it needed to do.
Did anybody bust it open?
Yes. Somebody did get the project. I don't have the gentleman's name, but there's a picture on this Instagram that's Summer's hard drive that says, oh, so NYC came with the Timbs and Black Forces energy. Somebody broke the case and got me. They'll have an early listen to hashtag still over it.
Where was it? Was it like on the street? I'm so curious.
It was on 7th and like, I think it was right by FIU. 7th and what is that? Like 28th?
But like on the sidewalk? Like just on the floor?
It was on a corner, yeah, a street corner. Oh,
it was on 2nd and Houston and 125th Street and Adam Clayton Powell. They had
I could have walked over if I was there.
There was from one from 1 to 2:30, and the next one was from 3 to 5. So they, okay. She had a couple chances. Damn,
I had a couple chances.
Summer's back. She's got her new record out with JT. Have you all checked out the video before we talk about the song?
I heard the song, but I have not seen the video.
Yeah, I heard the song. I haven't seen the visual, but I like the groove of the song.
Okay.
I like the mid-tempo groove and shit is dope.
So Summer is back with X for a Reason featuring JT. They had a visual, like a preview that they dropped before the song dropped. It was really cute because it was like JT still locked up and it was catching up. So it was cute to see the visual, which I hope you all go out and enjoy and watch, because Summer, she just looks like lighter and a bit happier. You know, because the niggas X for a Reason. So okay. Everybody's in there popping their shit and looking good. Please go support Summer. Love her. Love JT. Music news. There was one other thing I think I wanted to talk about, but I think I forgot. Yeah. So now we can just move on into our songs to play. I want to know, as always, because I'm nosy, what songs did you want to play? Fran, what you been listening to?
Nothing. I haven't been
listening to the fireplace crackle and
exactly. I have been
the beautiful nature sounds.
I've been.
Is it quiet out there?
Oh my god! Yes, nothing. No sirens. I haven't heard a car. I don't hear nobody yelling. Remember them kids?
I will say,
Dustin, remember that video I sent y'all with the kids?
The one on that scooter.
These kids would be. But now, wait till you discover
your neighbor's got some bad kids. Oh, Halloween coming up.
Everybody listening to the show. Just know, Fran and her old spot, she had a video of these kids that was terrorizing her. One of whom, in particular, was on one of them push scooters and them razor scooters. I think that's what they called. But he looked like he had a chauffeur's license, like he could drive a city bus. He couldn't have been no more than 10 years old, and that's pushing it, but he literally looked like he was 30 years motherfucking old. And he was pushing that scooter being bad.
Yo, they would
just scooting across.
They would literally, and y'all know when kids go to like turn the scooter so it slams into the concrete.
Yes.
He kept doing it. And obviously, like I was joking with the guys, they weren't really terrorizing me, but it was like an audio terror.
They was, y'all.
That's
it was an audio terror because that sound was driving me insane. But then there's that part of you that remembers being a kid and how much fun it was to just be outside and be loud. And so I didn't want to be that grumpy adult that came out into the terrace to be like, you know, y'all being loud. Because I remember those adults who would fucking rain on our parade all the time, telling us to shut up or move or da da da. So I was trying to be mindful, let the kids have fun. It's summer. They've been through a lot this year. But oh my God, I sent the guys a video. I was like, if these kids don't shut the fuck up. And they're so loud. Yes.
Hell yeah.
And then kids.
Maybe I need to submit to
and y'all know how kids are so loud? Right. I should write that into Reddit. You know how kids scream like they're being killed?
Yes.
I don't know what is that. They can't just. I don't know like how to yell politely, but like, goddamn, it's always a blood scene. And then you run scared thinking something happened and they're just wrestling or pushing each other.
That little boy looked like Carl Winslow in school. You know it. That was Reginald Van.
He had that loud foot because he would stomp his foot when he turned the scooter. Okay. Oh God!
It's a rare tradition in this day and age. Boy.
But you know what? I realized, you guys. Asante just mentioned that it's gonna be Halloween. I'm gonna have trick or treaters.
Yes.
Oh no!
Ooh, you could give up plant based candy.
No. You think they'd hate me if I gave them kombucha? I'm like, this is good for your gut health. Here's some oil organic.
Man, you asking to get your house.
Yeah. Some ritual vitamins. Take two a day.
You know how to give it up. Go ahead and get him some motherfucking Snickers. Reese's, some goddamn Reese's, M&M's Reese's, and shit. Mambas. All that.
Candy
corns.
But I don't want to be opening my door. I don't know if that's grumpy in me. So I think I'm going to just buy like
leave a bowl out there.
Yeah, the big like pumpkin with the mean face. Y'all know the bowl. Yeah. The big plastic one. And then throw in. Because I have two little tables on my porch now, so I think I'm going to set it up blocking the stairs so they know not to knock on my door. And then put the bowls, and they just go ahead and grab, and I'll keep refilling it as much as I can with the, you know, candy
put
from
the
CVS.
Clorox wipes.
Clorox wipe.
And put one of them signs in your window that says, "This home is armed by a firearm." you know them little signs.
Or it'd be like, beware of dog. Yeah. Just a big old right, now, dog sign.
Look, they're going to be like, "It's a Halloween sign."
fuck around and find out. Okay. Never mind.
Are y'all going to wear costumes this year? Are y'all doing the whole costume thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's always a thing for you, Dustin, but I didn't know if this year it was exempt.
This year it's a bit tricky because I'm traveling actually on Halloween Day. So I have to be, and I won't be coming from home, so I have to be very strategic with my costume and my planning, which has derailed my original plan because I had a brilliant Halloween costume plan, but then these travel plans came up, so... We'll see.
I can't wait. I don't know what I want to do. I'm not a costume person, but I feel like, you know, maybe I want to open the door and smile at some kids and not look grumpy in my PJs. We'll see. We'll see what the vibes call for. Asante.
There are not children in this building.
I was going to say, you're going to open the door in your new building?
No.
Kids didn't come to my last one in Flatbush.
I'm very of the belief, fuck them kids. Someone was like, "I can't believe you guys are smoking in the building. There are children that live here." I'm just like,
Someone in your building said that?
Yeah, there's like a two or three different message board things that they got outside of the RentPan app and outside of the building amenities portal. And it's just too much. I'm like, I don't have any other time to deal with any of you for all this. I'm just gonna live in my building, my apartment, and do what I'm doing. The rest of y'all can do it, stay over there.
That's like that next door neighbor app where people just be gossiping all day about who they saw come out of where and who did this and who did that.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but I am going to say this. My neighbor knocked on my door and the conversation ended with me telling them, and don't ever knock on my door again.
Oh, okay.
About nothing like that. Don't ever knock on my door again. And I ain't had a problem since.
That's right. That's right. So.
OMG.
Friend, laugh it up, but soak it in, because one day you're going to have to use it. one day you're going to have to keep just...
Because people be having you fucked up sometimes. And so, like, when they knock on your door with some bullshit, the motherfucker going to ask me, is it any way you guys, like, you know, the smoking, can you, like, go out the window or something? Because we can smell it all. Before I knew it, I had went there, and next thing I know, I was in closing. Don't ever knock on my goddamn door again with no shit like that. Boom. That was it. And went on to be walking back by in the building. How you doing today? Good. You know what I'm saying? Greeting, saying hello, saying goodbye. Have a good day. You know what I'm saying? Keep it moving. Because as long as you understand, don't knock on my door about that.
Right. I was waiting for someone to come on mine because the day that I officially moved in here, I was saging the house and then burning my Palo Santo, you know, and sweeping with my Florida water. Anyone that has used these products knows that they have a scent, okay? Literally all of them. I was burning my resins, just really, like I said earlier, resetting the house and preparing it for me to bring my energy into it. And I just imagine people walking past my house like, "Oh, what is that witchcraft?"
Like, what's she
going on? I'm a good neighbor. And I remember part of what I said to him was like, "Did I knock on your door when I heard you and your wife screaming, cussing each other out the other motherfucking night? I ain't saying nothing to y'all. Don't ever knock on my door about no shit like that again." And that was it.
And that's
That's right.
You gotta let them know. Let them. What Queen Latifah say? You gotta let them know. You ain't no bitch or a hoe. You gotta let them know. Okay. You got
to. Oh my God, you guys, the Amazon driver put my package on my neighbor's door. And so she had to bring it, and now she knows my name. And I know she Googled me. And I was telling Claude she probably Googled me and then saw the friend zone and clicked on the most recent episode.
What's up, nosy lady?
It'd be the worst when it's lined up to the most recent.
Nosy lady.
I hate that. They need to shuffle it, man. Gonna get me in trouble. God damn. She gonna hear my rant. I was like, oh, well, this is this. Now when I see her, I'm like, hey-o.
And now she knows what time not to knock. Shit. Thanks for playing.
All right, well, friend, you're enjoying the sounds of your house. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be listening to any artists right now.
I needed a break, yeah. A lot going on.
Look, I understand. Before I get to Dustin, I was in the same position as you were. There were a couple of times we'd get on here, and I was like, I know I do the music segment, but it's been so silent in my house. I haven't needed it. Like,
sometimes like, I don't hear nothing. I don't hear people talk. I don't hear music. Sometimes I just need silence. Okay. And that's what I've been needing this past couple of days.
Look, sometimes all I want to hear, because I guess I'm forced here, are the damn frequencies. Like,
okay.
I don't want to hear nothing else but the changes. Good enough the for hurts. Me. Dustin Ross, what you been listening to?
First song is by Payroll Giovanni, dope rapper out of Detroit. The song is called Tell and Pay, featuring Ice.
Yeah, man. That goddamn Payroll be talking that shit. These niggas out here, boy, they gonna set your ass up to get killed, robbed, or go to the motherfucking prison for some shit that ain't even honorable. I fuck with Payroll, man. Talk a little shit, but I can back it up. I'm in the forum watching rear cameras as I'm backing up. Talk a lot of shit, but with an ugly bitch shacking up. Niggas broke, so they switch their image and they acting tough. Might catch me at a bar with my crew catching up. You can't go nowhere cause all your snake shit catching up. If your plug see you, he gon' probably let some bullets rain. If my plug see me, he gon' send over some champagne. Spit your future stash on my last chain. I treat the crew like we share the same last name. I'm in the coupe back to back, off of catching packs. Move crack with my granddaddy, just some trapping facts. Gang, gang. It's time to set the tone in the city. The watch ain't froze if it don't cost at least 50. At least. You always running off. You ain't a dealer. You a stealer. If you dealing,
that's dope as hell. I need to play that.
That shit hard, ain't
it? Yeah.
Okay, so that's Tell and Pay featuring Isis by Payroll Giovanni. Next song I'm gonna play is by Chameleon. It's called Put That Shit On.
Okay.
Put that shit on. 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 Put that shit on, I'ma put that shit on. Put that shit on, I'ma put that shit on. Put that shit on, put that shit on. Yeah, I'ma put that shit on. All about shit, yeah, I really put it on. Say less, all I gotta do is show. Been there, bitch, just the day that I was born. Light switch, I be turning niggas on. Pick it up, put it on. When I'm fucking, it be like I'm doing porn. Slime porn in that new light lawn. You be fresh as a bitch. Big bottles of that shit we be pouring. This Alexander's got a bitch to a tune.
I be dressing like a salad, face called Valley. I was broke, now I'm rich, that's magic. Always on a rich nigga arm like a patty. Let me see you put it on if you really, really got it.
That shit on.
Yeah,
that's a vibe.
Put that
too.
Shit on by Chameleon. Word to that Chameleon. She got a whole bunch of dope songs. She had that song, oh, bend your back. Jigga low, it's high. Oh, bend your back. She had a song called Bend Your Back. That was the shit. That's Lord. It for me.
Well, I have been. I've been listening
tell
to some things.
Tell him, Tay. Tell him, Tay.
I would like to, first of all, I just need to verify something before I say this, because this young lady that I heard the song, and I was like, she looks familiar. And she is. There is an artist named Money Long, MuniLong, sorry. I don't know why I paused like that. She's an R&B pop singer. Money Long is Priscilla Renee.
Oh.
Do you remember Priscilla Renee, singer-songwriter?
What?
She has come back as one of the girls, and one of the girls she definitely is. She's got this new song out with Anne Marie, and it's called No R&B.
Yeah, listen. I heard you like the nigga I'm in love with, and you don't give a fuck who we fuck with. I'm ready with machete for the snake shit. Thought I was for play, you mistaken. And even though you're pretty with an attitude, no problem with smacking you. Usually I don't do drama, but bitch, I beat your ass in this Balenciaga. This ain't no R&B shit, yeah, yeah.
This ain't no R&B shit, I'm a good.
This ain't no R&B shit, oh. Ain't no R&B shit, I'm a good.
This ain't no R&B shit, yeah, yeah.
This ain't no R&B shit, I'm a good.
This ain't no R&B shit,
So, I
would.
Come on, sing.
I used to love some Priscilla Renee back in the day. So Money Long, we gonna be here longer.
Okay,
I'm here for it, sis.
You know who got a song called Money Long, Asante?
Hmm?
Kevin Gates. You ever heard that song by Kevin Gates called Money Long?
Maybe. How I go?
Money long, but my dick long good.
Oh,
say
gosh.
No phone. You ain't heard that? No. You ain't heard that
shit? I'm pretty sure I have heard that song, actually.
And guess what? That ain't no R&B shit.
It's not. It absolutely isn't. I also want to give a shout out to a favorite of the show. Friend, this one's for you. Ken the Man dropped a project called
Ken
What's
the
My
Man.
Name?
Man, she's killing it. She's so damn dope.
Ken the Man is killing it. There are some like fire ass, like popping ass, rapping ass records. And honestly, this ain't no R&B shit.
Rapping girls time.
This song is called I'm Perfect because yeah. Ken the Man is perfect.
Literally, say it again.
My name Big Ken, some call me Miss Boss. So bad, got banned off of TikTok. They don't like me, but I'm big in that group talk. Bitches really be some fans and they grouped out. Now side, we in this bitch. No, I ain't a crib, but double season this bitch. Big blood, everybody eating my clique. Got bars, hope they don't ID in this bitch. I'm teed up, I was tore down. Niggas shitted on me, know they pissed them up now. No job, no car, no house. Niggas act like bitches and they getting slut out. So fresh, ride me down like I'm Boosie. Bougie bitch, but I dress like a hoochie. Got niggas in them DMs looking goofy. Tryna be face first and a coochie. I'm perfect, bitch flawless. Block his number, he gon' find a way to call it. Email, DM, no caller. Cut him off and now he acting like a stalker. I'm perfect, don't you see it? Too hard, I just make it look easy.
I love
Ken the Man.
This sound like something that would've been on Insecure. Don't you think that would've been on Insecure? Mm-hmm. I could hear like the beat, yeah, when Issa's driving Lyft or something.
That's Ken the Man. That song is called I'm Perfect. It's on her project, What's My Name. The project is 27 minutes, but it's some heat on there. Some shit. Ken the Man is doing her damn thing.
27 minutes, and her name is three words, so she spent 9 minutes, three sections. Then there's no per name. Ken the Man, who I am. Ain't said this who I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... 27 minutes. Okay.
Look at the Sante.
And you know what? That does it for the Music Man segment. I would like to go on ahead and pass the baton right back to you, Dustin Ross. Please tell us what you've been watching.
This ain't no TV land shit. First of all, shout out to my girl, Gabrielle Neary. Gabrielle is a model and she's a television personality now because she's part of the cast of Bravo's new series Winter House. You know, they've had Summer House before, now they have Winter House, and she's on a new cast that premieres this week. Shout out to you, Gabby. Get everything you deserve. She's a beautiful person inside and out, so shout out to her. Continue to support the Wonder Years. It comes on ABC and Hulu. It's so good. You saw it?
I saw.
What'd you think? It's good,
I
right,
watched
friend?
The first episode, mm-hmm. Finally. Yeah, I really like it. It's definitely so gonna good. Keep my attention, and it's just a good vibe. And I love that guy. Is it Dule?
Yes.
Dule
yes,
is so
yes,
bomb
yes,
to
yes.
me, like in every yes. way. He intrigues me, so I'm definitely gonna keep watching.
Shout out to the Wonder Years. Speaking of television and black people whose names start with a D, Da Vinci, one of the actors on BMF, which is a new series that we here at the Friend Zone, three of us love on Stars, BMF, right? So Da Vinci is one of the actors, all three of us. So Da Vinci is one of the actors in the series. And he is also, I saw him on Broadway. I went
wow,
to see Thoughts
range.
Of a Colored Man on Broadway. Yeah.
What'd
brand
you go
new
see?
Play. Thoughts of a Colored Man.
Oh.
It's a new play, all black cast, black director, black writer, all
oh.
black male cast.
We should try to get tickets for that.
Candy Burris is one of the producers of the play, Samira Wiley, Shirley Ralph. It's a few different people that are producing this. But Delon Burnside from Pose is on the cast.
Mm.
Luke James is on the cast. Mac Wilds is on the cast. And several other really, really talented actors. So check into that. I experienced it. It was great. Had a great time there. Shout out. Great companion. Also, what else are we watching on television? The Conversation on Zeus, right?
Oh,
you know,
God.
The Conversation on Zeus is a reality show where they basically take two people who have had, you know, very public disputes and have them sit down with a conversation with no hosts, no real producers. It's literally just the two of them, and they just talk and go. And it always gets violent. It's always a mess. And Tommy Lee and Akbar V were on there this past week, and it did not disappoint. Whatever you thought it was going to be, that's what it was. I was very proud of Akbar V, though. We got to see her present in a very different way. That was a good look for her, actually. Like, she came off as the person who seemed the most reasonable, but I also understood Tommy's fury. So it's just one of those things. But what I do want to say is seeing the two of them, Tommy Lee and Akbar V, they both have really, really, really pretty faces. Mm-hmm. Really pretty faces. So in the midst of this really chaotic argument where things were just going straight to hell, right? Like, just everything was falling apart. I was like, it was chilling almost to see how pretty their faces were in the midst of like this really just crazy dark environment. Energy. Like, it was like, wow, they so pretty though. Like, it was the juxtaposition of that was something of note. And that's it. I'm sure there's other things that we need to talk about, but we're going to talk about them in the gated community of Patreon, which you're not a member. We would love to have you. It's just patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. You can join. It's like all the information you need is just right there. And we welcome you. All walks of life. You come on in this gated community. And that's where we'll take a deeper dive on these TV-related topics. But, that's basically it, y'all.
Yeah, and actually, speaking on the Patreon, by the time you listen to this, my episode of The Woo with Jesse Boykins III will already be up. Really, really cool conversation about the industry and the way that it tries to make you not be yourself in order to sell. And just what do you do when you're part of something that means so much to you, but you can't seem to do it the way they want you to do it. So really, really deep introspective conversation about the music industry. Y'all know he's one of my closest friends. So it was just like
one of the dopest
and one of the dopest artists out there who really, like, really, really moves to the beat of his own drum. So I thought he was a perfect person to help me facilitate that conversation. So check that out. Like Dustin said, patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. And Asante will have ETAs up next week. Dustin is doing The Binge, where we're breaking down Squid Games. A lot of good content, a lot of fresh content. And of course, everything has the video component. So hopefully we'll see you there. If not, we see you here. And with that being said, that's right. We love you so much. Thank you for listening to us this week. Yes. And we will catch you guys next week. Look at me. I'm already next week.
Hey, stay thank black you, and y'all. Protect your magic.
Bye. Bye.
This week's Black Business of the Week is brought to you by Target. Target is partnering with HBCUs to support the next generation of black talent. One of the ways Target is teaming up with HBCUs is through Target's HBCU Design Challenge, where HBCU students submit designs to be included in Target's Black History Month collection. Now, winners also receive a cash prize, equipment, mentoring, and networking opportunities. This year's winners are all from FAMU, Bowie State, and Hampton. Check back during Black History Month to see the latest winners' designs that will be featured in Target's 2022 Black History Month collection. Celebrate your legacy. Invest in the future. Together, we are black beyond measure. Visit target.com/blackbeyondmeasure to learn more.